Visible, an essay response to Fairview by Jordan Lafrenière. What are you looking at? The first line of a play often tells us what the play is about. What are you looking at? Is the first line in Fairview. It's a line that encapsulates something I feel deeply, that I'm being looked at or looked through, that I am, at every moment, both completely visible and invisible. What are you looking at? I've been the only Black person in the audience at a ballet. I've also been the only Black person in the audience at a rap concert. Look around the audience tonight and you will likely notice that I am not the only Black person. However, most of the audience is white. What are you looking at? Recently, I worked on a benefit that honored two Black superstars performed by mostly Black superstars. The audience consisted almost exclusively of white people watching in their seats while my mother danced loudly up and out of her seat. While I was embarrassed, my embarrassment quickly turned to discomfort when I thought about the white gaze on these Black performers. It felt poignant, like we had not quite moved beyond the painful history of minstrelsy. Here, these performers were singing their hearts out, and the response was mostly met by white people looking at them. Maybe my mother, through her dancing, was making a point about the theater. Maybe she was unwittingly saying, "This is a Black show, and I'm going to watch it the only way I know how." What are you looking at? Theater spaces have been having conversations about diversifying audiences for a long time. Though there are certain narrative comforts that get prioritized in our art form that get in the way of diversification. Who's watching the work? Who's passing judgment? Who gets to criticize? Who is programming the work? Who has a fair view? In Dark Matters, on the surveillance of Blackness, Simone Brown writes about the impact of surveillance on Black life. She argues that surveillance is often discriminatory, that it defies boundaries and privileges of whiteness. She states, although surveillance is penetrating deeply through our societies, its penetration is differential and has been racialized. Today's seeing eye is white. Jackie Sibley's jury and Sarah Benson used Simone Brown's work when developing Fairview. The two met in 2012 at the Berklee Repertory Theater Summer Residency Lab, while each working on different projects, and then returned to Berklee Repertory in 2015 for the ground floor summer residency to work together. As they spent more time together, they began having conversations about surveillance. During their process, they asked six actors to do a deep dive on the internet to find as much information as they could about their fellow castmates. From their unsettling results, they developed the play's foundation. Jackie's writing process always begins with an idea. Her next step is to collect materials, write materials, and participate in workshops that allow her to hear the work out loud. As a separate note on how long theater takes to develop, though they started working on the show in 2015, the show first premiered in 2018. I first saw a Jackie Sibley's Jury's play when I saw a production of We Are Proud to Present, a presentation about the Herero of Namibia, formerly known as Southwest Africa, from the German Südwest Afrika between the years 1884 to 1915, at the Theater Center, produced by Why Not Theater. In this play, a group of actors attempt to make a play about the genocide of the African Herero tribe by German colonists, but they struggle because the only written records are written by Germans. All we are doing is hearing the white version of the story over and over again, states a character in the play. The whole play is staged to be set in the round, and if I remember correctly, the night I saw it, the audience was segregated at the beginning of the show. The whole thing was a bit uncomfortable, especially being one of the only Black people in the audience. The theatricalization of otherness is a consistent theme in Jackie Sibley's Jury's work. In her more recent play, Mary Sequel, she wrote a non-traditional bioplay about Mary Sequel. If you don't know who she is, Google her, Jackie writes in the stage directions. The play jumps between time and place, between Jamaica and America, and between characters, most of whom are named Mary. Mary, Marie, Duppy Mary, sometimes in the same monologue. In case you are worried that such a work will expand your brain beyond its capabilities, don't be. Jackie is so direct that even the most complex ideas are easy to comprehend. From Mary Sequel, you go there and make the work, and they mock you while you do it. You go there, and they will not see you as human. Them need us, but them not want us. Her ability to refocus our attention towards the people who we do not normally receive attention is one of my favorite things about Jury's work. They're not really plays about Mary Sequel, and there are too few plays about Black middle-class families, like the family you're about to see in Fairview. I am inspired by theater that challenges me, although I understand from watching a lot of theater that it is not always challenging. When I watch Jackie's work, I become a participant. It's rarely a passive experience. It's always challenging, and I sense that I am a part of the process. Since her work is so unique, it's impossible to say if a black person will like it or a white person won't, because there are so many ways to experience the play. When Sarah Benson, who is white by the way, was asked in a talkback interview why she directed and developed this play, she said she feels this play is equally about blackness as it is about whiteness. Jackie has echoed that the show cannot have a blackout night for similar reasons. I believe personally the show is for a black audience and is directed to a white audience. But perhaps Jackie's work is more complex than that. Maybe Jackie is trying to point to something that we are all culpable of or actively participating in. I too watch my mother dance in embarrassment. Mom, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. I encourage you to watch the show however you feel the most inspired watching it. I encourage the laughter, the joys, and the silences, the discomfort and the exuberance. I encourage you to participate the way a jury asks us to participate and to consider what it is you are looking at.